You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Well, we're talking about biblical law. Let me ask you all a question. What does sin cause? What's the result of sin? Romans chapter 6, verse 23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." Sin causes death, suffering, punishment, sin of any kind. If you didn't hear yesterday's show, do you know the definition of sin? If I asked you from the pages of the Bible, could you define what sin is? Some people are going to say, well, drinking, gambling, they'll come up with all kinds of things. 1 John 3:4, whoever committeth sin transgresses also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. Sin is violating God's laws, as I said. Which ones? Any of them. Doesn't matter. Any law. You violate it, you're guilty of sin. Every human being from Adam to Moses has sinned, except for Jesus. When Jesus was here on the earth, he did not sin. We all acknowledge that. He was without sin. But he's the only one. You can't sin if there's no law to transgress. Romans 5:12 says, "Therefore, just as through one man sin entered the world, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men because all sinned, for until the law sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law." So God told Adam and Eve not to eat the fruit of the tree of life. That was their law. They disobeyed. They violated it. They ate it. They disobeyed God and broke the fifth commandment. They listened to Satan and believed that they would be a god and know good and evil, breaking the first commandment. They broke the 10th commandment by lusting after the forbidden fruit. They broke the 8th commandment by stealing what was not theirs to have. 4 of the 10 commandments were broken in the first human sin. That's the reason there's pain and suffering out in the world today. In Genesis 4:4-9, Cain murdered Abel, his brother, and broke the 6th commandment. Then he lied about what happened, and he broke the 9th commandment. Breaking the 2nd commandment is idolatry, serving other gods, and was a sin before Moses. Genesis 35:1, "Then God said to Jacob, arise, go up to Bethel and dwell there and make an altar there to God who appeared to you when you fled from the face of Esau, your brother. And Jacob said to his household and all who were with him, put away the foreign gods that are among you. Purify yourselves and change your garments. Verse 3. Then let us arise and go up to Bethel, and I will make an altar there to God who answered me in the day of my distress, who has been with me all the way which I have gone." So they gave Jacob all the foreign gods which were in their hands and the earrings which were in their ears, and Jacob hid them under the terebinth tree, which was by Shechem. So in order for Jacob to bring everybody up and to worship God, they had to get rid of all the idolatry and all of the idols. People never think about the phallic symbol on the roof of their church. They never think about the dead guy that doesn't look anything like Jesus hanging on the wall on a cross in their church or around their neck. Get rid of your idols. Quit sinning. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath. Time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.